Book One, The Forgotten Tome.
Chapter One. The wind moaned like a wounded beast in the southwest, gathering speed as it ripped over the heaving ocean, smashing the dark wave crests to boiling foam. Evening skies darkened as the bruised, heavy underbellies of cloud banks tumbled into a chaotic stampede of black and leaden grey. Lightning scarred the skies. Thunder boomed out like the sound of mountains cracking from peak to base. On Green Isle, the still waters of lochs and streams were whipped over their banks, flattening and saturating reed and sedge. Leaves showered widespread as trees shook their heads, goaded by the gale, into an insane dance. None of this concerned the big hawk as it fought for its life. The bird was cornered, even though it had ripped through the catching net with its fearsome talons. It choked and spat at the remnants of the titbit which had lured it into the snare. But there was something it could not rid itself of, a star-shaped iron barb which the bait had been wrapped around. It had pierced the roof of the big bird's mouth, one of the tips protruding from under its beak. Blood bubbled onto the hawk's throat feathers as it hissed defiance at two young feral cats. They circled their quarry, yowling and spitting, looking for an opening to catch their fierce prey unawares. Rigu Felis, warlord of the Green Isle cats, stood watching his two sons, scorning their efforts to dispatch the wounded bird. The wildcat chieftain turned impatiently to the pine marten, Atunra, his aide and constant companion.
Ah, is this a kill or a dance? Look here, they fight like two frightened frogs.
Atunra flinched as both young cats leapt back, a hair's breadth from the wounded hawk's lethal talons.
The big bird is a dangerous fighter, chief. It is wise they do not rush in at it.
Rigu Felis gave a snort of derision. Casting aside his single-bladed war axe, he threw off his battle helmet and cloak, oblivious to the wind and rain.
Ah, I have raised cards for sons. Step aside, you weaklings. I can snap that thing's neck like a twig.
As his two sons gave way, the big wildcat bounded in, tail waving, ears flattened and fangs bared. He howled his challenge.
Arika!
The wildcat chieftain made a barbaric sight, but the hawk was a born warrior and not easily daunted. Shaking its wings free of the last net strands, it powered itself straight at the foe beast's face, avoiding the outstretched claws. The savage hooked talons struck true, deep into the area, betwixt eyes and nostrils. Spreading its mighty wings, the big bird flapped a short distance into the air. Rigu Felis screeched in pain, hanging helpless for a brief moment. Then his weight sent him crashing to the ground as the hawk winged upward and out of the trees. Both the young cats and the pine marten dashed forward to help, but too late. The bird had flown.